Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Greetings, fellow humans. I'm just going to close my curtain a bit. I am in my studio today. I actually just got back from walking on the beach, but I just didn't have a sentence to string together. I kind of recorded three episodes and it was all just blah, 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 blah. Do you ever feel like that? Surprisingly, you're probably listening to me going, you're always like that, blah, 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 blah. But then you wouldn't be listening to me if you actually thought that. So it's unlikely that you think that I'm a blabbing mess. So, but you probably felt that way yourself. So anyway, I was talking about the coaching industry and how I'm feeling like a bit meh, torn about it at the moment because I'm seeing all these incredible coaches not get the recognition and the success that they deserve because they're in integrity, which just makes me fucking crazy. Like you would think that a coach that was in integrity would have a successful business, but no, it's often the folks that are not in integrity that have the successful in inverted commas, because I'm sure there has to be some conflict going on when you're promising shit that you just can't in any way, shape or form actually promise to deliver, yet you're promising it, you know. So anyway, that's kind of what the rant was all about. And it just wasn't really going anywhere. So that's it in about 35 seconds. And that's about all I said over the 10 minutes of crapping on. And then I thought, like, what do I actually really want to talk about today? And I want to talk about something that is not about coaches and integrity or any of that shit. It's actually about creativity. Maybe there'll be like a through line here. We'll see. So I've been thinking while I've been doing all this exploration of my voice over the last few years, and particularly in this five-element framework that I have studied and I'm now officially able to facilitate full voice five-element framework workshops. And it's been a really interesting journey for me because what I'm recognizing now, and this goes for me in my art, it goes for me in singing, it goes for me, you know, here behind the mic, it goes for me anywhere really in my life, but particularly in singing, I think I can paint a better picture of it in singing. And I'm getting the sense that it's not just me that has experienced this. So I want to talk about creativity, using my experience with singing as the storyline, but then you can relate it to anything that you have created or wish to create in your life, okay? Right. So I have always felt like I wanted to sing, you know, and I've always been somebody who's singing in the car. My daughter's the same, actually, constantly singing, but there's this wounded singer inside of me because there's a couple of occasions where I sang to someone who was really close to me and they basically kind of wrote it off. And I took it on really personally. And I think somewhere along the line, I had this idea about what a good singer sounded like, what a good singer looked like, what it would look like and sound like for me to be a good singer. And it wasn't just my voice. It wasn't just this voice that you hear me speak. It was something more powerful. I'm just going to check that I am actually recording. Yes, I am. Okay, good. It was something, you know, if I was going to be a singer, I needed to be, you know, the woman from B-52s, this like, you know, like powerful fire voice in five element framework. We would call it a fire voice, right? Like a loud, powerful voice, like Madonna or Beyonce, you know, like just, you know, really can push that voice hard. And so that has meant that I've never really been able to live up to my own expectations as a singer because my voice isn't necessarily, that's not necessarily where it's best. It's not necessarily where it performs best. It's not necessarily where it feels best, but it's what I had in my head as the voice that if I was going to be a famous singer, like I wanted to be when I was a kid, it would look and sound that way. It would look and sound fire all the way. And maybe there's an element of me that, you know, freeing up my fire voice might actually be quite, you know, empowering. And maybe I am meant to be a singer in fire. But then I've also been thinking about some of the elements that I haven't used in my voice, like air. Air is something that doesn't really exist much in my voice. And same with water. And what would it be like if I experimented in those sounds? And what would it be like for me just to sing in my own speaking voice? Is my singing voice that much different? Would I feel, and you know what, the thing that made me go, whoa, hang on, because a lot of the pressure that I have experienced around my singing has been that I thought I needed to sound like somebody else. And so I was pushing myself to not be me, but to be like somebody else. And with that came a whole bunch of pressure and a whole bunch of expectations that I really could never meet because I'm not Beyonce and I'm not Madonna. And in fact, I'm not meant to be Beyonce or Madonna, right? I'm Carly. I have my own unique voice. I have my own unique style. And when I'm trying to push in and be someone else and fit into the box of what I think is makes a good whatever it is, I don't feel comfortable. And I never really, not that I don't progress, but, you know, it just doesn't feel like home. And it's the same thing with art. So I have a brother who, his name is Grant Nimmo. He is an incredible artist. He paints the most gorgeous paintings of forests. And you can Google him. He's got a painting hanging in the NGV if you're ever at National Gallery of Victoria. He's in the permanent collection there. Like, he's a well-respected artist whose shows sell out all the time. And he is very, very talented and can, you know, like, you look at these pictures of forests and you're like, wow, that looks like a forest. And growing up with a little brother, he was only a year younger than me, who was the artist, meant that whenever I would meet people, they'd be like, oh, you're Carly, you're Grant the artist. You're, you know, and it would be like, right, but I'm also an artist, you know? But I don't have the skill that Grant does when it comes to realism. And, you know, he can paint portraits. Like, it, basically you show him a picture and he can reproduce that. And also can do other more, you know, more, I can't even find the language, but basically he can do other styles as well. But this is where his niche is. It's his style and he's really fucking good at it. And so for me, I was always like, well, I'm not a good artist because I can't paint realism like Grant. And I'm constantly like judging what I'm creating anyway. And so I'm not really actually having that much fun in the creative process. And what I create, I think, is shit because I'm measuring it against somebody else's art. And I think this is the mistake that we make, whether it's with our songs, whether it's with our voice, whether it's with our podcast, whether it's with our business, whether it's with our art. What we're basing ourselves on is somebody else's rule book, is somebody else's style, is somebody else's essence. When we have our own. And for me, the last, you know, few years has been figuring out what that is. What is my style? What, you know, where do I sit? What comes naturally to me? What don't I have to force? Where don't I feel pressure? Where do I feel, you know, like at ease? Where do I feel like it's not a huge effort and it's enjoyable to create? And I'm actually just having some mind pings going off right now because I think this is where the integrity piece comes in and the coaching piece comes in. I also, in this space, have been measuring myself up against other people. And what I'm seeing at the moment, and I think that's why it's been in my periphery, is like I'm also seeing these other coaches who are incredible at what they do and not having the success that they want and wondering why. And I wonder if there's a piece in that which is like making it fully your own and, you know, and like really going for it as you, naturally what comes natural to you. Can you accept that who you are and the work that you create is enough, that it doesn't have to look like, it doesn't have to fit into anyone else's boxes? You get to create your own fucking box. So yeah, that's just my random thoughts today on creativity and coaching and singing and expressing yourself. And I'm going to end it here because I got to go pick up my kid from school. Until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.